Frightened, I push myself back, only to find myself shoved forward again, barreling into a policeman who tripped, breaking his hold on the man next to him. Flailing around, I tried to stay on my feet. All about me, police and protesters were grabbing at one another for balance, like couples performing a violent jig. A great surge from the belly of the crowd had broken the police line, forcing the front few rows into the open space of the square. I just about kept my footing, wheeling around in panic to see if I was about to get attacked. Around me, others were doing the same thing. For a moment, disoriented, we hung back. Then we were running into the square, in ones and twos, and then all together, the whole ragtag London mob, students and street hippies and East End mods and striking builders and Piccadilly junkies, spilling like an overflowing council bin into the big green open space, superciliously surveyed by the elegant townhouses of Mayfair. The embassy was and is an imposing modernist bunker, with a short flight of steps leading up to the main entrance. A line of black mariahs had been drawn up outside. I sprinted toward it as fast as I could. Coppers were running here and there, some trying vainly to push people back, others engaging in weird comical chases with individuals unlucky enough to have caught their eye. I zigzagged, looking out for horses. My heart was pounding. Were we about to storm the building? Earlier there had been talk of armed guards, snipers on the roof, but I was sure we wouldn't stop. If somebody got killed, it would be their fault, not ours. This was it. Our Winter Palace. This was 1917. I swerved away from a couple of policemen, but they weren't interested in me. One had lost his hat, the other was covered with flour. They were desperate to get back to their mates, who were hastily hopping over the ornamental iron fence in front of the embassy. Faced with this second police line, our charge ran out of steam. People were still pouring into the square, but we'd stopped short at the fence, milling around, shouting and waving banners. The atmosphere had changed. We'd seen what would happen if we got caught, so there was both a new apprehensiveness and a new anger bubbling in the crowd. A constant rain of missiles was flying over my head, not just flour, but marbles, bottles, clods of earth, broken banners, bits of fence. Someone had let off a smoke bomb. I could see a